But let's kick off with what's happening right now. And Queensland Health have just released new flu figures, and it is getting worse. If you've got troops down at your place or at your work, this confirms your suspicions. 4,000 cases of influenza in the last 7 days. That's just here in Queensland, taking the total number of us in the Sunshine State struck down with the virus to 19,216 this year. Dr. Chris Coulter is the Director of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases. He's at the Prince Charles Emergency Department. Doc, good afternoon. When do we start using the word epidemic?
Good afternoon, Ben, and good afternoon to your listeners. Every year, by definition, we have a flu epidemic every year. You know, it's unpredictable, and some years are worse than others, and it's a bit like the weather. We can't always predict it.
Almost 20,000. Where does that sit in the scope of things as far as years gone by?
Look, if we look over the last 5 years, we've had more notifications of influenza to the Department of Health at this stage of the year than in those previous 5 years. So it's certainly a heavy year for flu.
All right. How many hospitalisations are you seeing out of this?
Well, if we go from the start of the year, we've had over 2,000 admissions to public hospitals, and of course the private hospitals have their share of the health burden as well. 222 admissions to intensive care units around the state since the beginning of the year.
All right, these numbers are staggering. Let's try and keep them down. Let's try and keep a lid on them and bust some myths. Flu shots, how effective are they? Should people still get them? Do they need top-ups?
The influenza vaccine is pretty effective. It's not perfect, but it's pretty good. The trouble with is not with the vaccines, but with the virus, because each year it tends to change slightly. So therefore, the vaccine has to be tweaked to accommodate the likely strains that would be encountered. So that's why we advise people to be vaccinated each year, rather than a vaccine that you can have only every several years, as we have some other preventable diseases.
If you get the flu shot, does it dampen or lessen the severity of influenza if you do get it?
Most of the time, the influenza vaccine is preventing people acquiring the influenza. It's a little hard to quantitate how many patients how many people have been vaccinated might get asymptomatic flu, because we don't test for asymptomatic flu.
All right, then. Well, let's have a look at some ways we can prevent it from spreading. What are some of the big things that we miss?
Every time of year, and in particular in flu season, we should always be, you know, have what's called good cough etiquette and sneezing etiquette. So we use tissues, and we don't cough into the general environment. We don't cough on the people around us. We cough into a tissue, we sneeze into a tissue, and then we dispose of that straight away. After that, we wash our hands, or we can use one of the alcoholic hand gel preparations to clean our hands as well.
Rule of thumb, if we see someone sneeze or cough at work, how long is the virus, live, that we can pick it up? Is it half an hour, an hour? What type of incubation period are we talking about there when it's in the open?
In general, it's a very short period of time, because influenza spreads by the small droplets that result when people cough or sneeze. And so those droplets fairly quickly fall to the ground or onto surfaces. Now, they may stay viable for a couple of hours on surfaces, but most of the transmission is those direct small droplets that people cough and sneeze, and so they transfer fairly directly on to patients. And if you're at home caring for someone who has influenza, then you can do simple things like wipe over bench tops and doorknobs and things, just to try and decrease the amount of transmission that might come indirectly onto our hands and then onto ourselves.
Doc, is there a safe time to go visit someone with the flu? Or, as you said, if you're caring for someone at home or want to check in on a rally, maybe the grandparents want to go in and see the grandkids at a crook, is there a time where we should stay away and a time when it's safe to go and see them?
Influenza generally can start transmitting about a day or so before symptoms come on. And then people are symptomatic for around about 4 or 5 days, but it varies. But in general, while people are symptomatic with influenza, then they can potentially be transmitted. But once the fevers have settled and all the muscle aches and pains have abated, even if someone's still got a bit of a residual cough, they're generally not infectious after that first 4 or 5 days or so. Of course, for most people, you can stay at home, keep up the fluids, analgesia as required, and the flu will pass. Queensland Health has a 13 health information service, and of course, for people who really need it, our hospitals are there for them.
Appreciate your time. I know it's a busy time.
Appreciate the chance to tell your listeners a little bit more about influenza, how we can prevent it, and where to seek help when they need it.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Ben.
Dr. Chris Coulter there, Director of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases. He's at the Prince Charles Emergency Department. They're run off their feet, but that's not where you should be going for your first port of call. It should be stay at home or go see your GP. You've got to ride this stuff out. It's tough. The flu, how's it like at your place, your work?